Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel co-sponsors the Israel Solidarity event at the Israeli Embassy in Washington, D.C. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about Israel and the importance in the critical time in history right now that we face with regards to Israel in the Middle East. Matt, now more than ever, we need to be in solidarity with Israel. So Liberty Counsel actually was one of the co-hosts of the 13th annual Israel Solidarity event that just occurred at the beginning of May. It was at the Embassy of Israel in Washington, D.C. And Ambassador Ron Dermer, who was the former chief of staff of Bibi Netanyahu, whom I met in 2011. I've had a pleasure of meeting him after he became the ambassador as well. And Franklin Graham were speaking at the event. And this was a great opportunity to celebrate Israel's independence when it became a sovereign nation in 1948. And this is the 66th year now of Israel's independence.
Yeah, Matt. Boy, it is more important now, I think, than ever in history that the American citizens stand with Israel and show solidarity with Israel, especially since under this current United States government, you know, apparently the official policy, according to the Secretary of State John Kerry, is that Israel is becoming an apartheid state. As you'll recall, John Kerry saying those grossly offensive words. And so, you know, when you have an Obama administration showing hostility toward the Israeli government, it's important that the American people stand in the gap.
Yeah, it is very important that the American people stand in the gap. Certainly our administration is not standing in the gap. Obama and Secretary John Kerry, they are just befuddling the people in not only Israel but also the Middle East as to their stance or their indecision or their literally efforts to undermine Israel and American strength and presence in the Middle East. But we're pleased to stand with Israel. You know, for the first time since Harry Truman recognized the State of Israel in 1948 on May 14, we're seeing that some support for Israel in America is beginning to wane. So now is more than ever an important time to stand for Israel. Certainly it's waning with regards to this administration. It's also waning with regards to some of the millennial generation, the younger generation. We're seeing some waning of support within that generation. And that's why it's so critical for us to stand with Israel, because that generation will become the future generation. Just give an example of how bad it can be on university campuses. One of our students, who's a medical doctor, who graduates from Liberty University School of Law in 2014, took his last year to study at the University of Virginia to do some specialized study in medical legal issues. And in one of his classes with regards to ethics and so forth, the professor brought in an Israeli medical doctor from Israel, and he spoke. And he just basically briefly said, you know, in Syria, Assad has killed almost 200,000 of his own people. Can you imagine what would happen if he turned his weapons south toward Israel? That's all he said. He went on. The next class session, the teacher, professor who's over that session came in and apologized to the class. They're wondering, what was the apology about? And the professor said, well, you know, Dr. So-and-so mentioned, and she repeated what I just said. And they're still befuddled as to what it was that he said that was so offensive. She says that I apologized. I spoke to him. He will never say that again. In order to balance things out, I think I need to bring in a Muslim ethicist. So they brought in, apparently, a Muslim ethicist later on. I mean, this is the kind – I mean, he didn't say anything about Arabs, Muslims. He just said, what happened – what can you imagine what would happen if Assad turned his weapons south to Israel? He's already killed 200,000 or so of his own people. What would he do to Israel? What would that nation do to Israel? What would the terrorist do to Israel?
Matt, it's uncanny. We're seeing a – first of all, it's surreal to see this connection between America's progressive movement and radical Islam. It's kind of a progressive Islamic axis that really just defies logic. But what's more troubling even than that to me is this resurgence within the progressive movement campuses all across the country of overt anti-Semitism. It's not even thinly veiled or subtle anymore. So while we see the progressive movement showing sympathy toward radical Islamic nations, we're seeing them show hostility toward the state of Israel. And this is manifests itself all the way up to the highest positions of government in the Obama administration.
It really does. You know, Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, recently spoke at Liberty University. She requested to be able to come and speak, and her message was about Israel, and she wanted to come and speak to the Liberty University because of what she has been seeing happening on college and university campuses around the country. And her message was a very strong pro-Israel message. She said that she wanted to come here because Liberty was one of the few universities that was standing for Israel, and she wanted to encourage the students to continue to stand for Israel. She gave a very powerful message. And what we're seeing around the country, specifically in academia, is this anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, basically terrorist organizations, support. We saw on one college campus recently students that were actually protesting, becoming even violent against Israel or anyone who supports Israel. In another college campus, there's a group of students who posted eviction notices on the dorms of Jewish students. It sounds
Is this 1939 Nazi Germany?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going back to Nazism, where they're wanting to stigmatize Jews because they're Jews, evict them from the dorms. They're wanting to crush anybody who is pro-Israel. So we have our work cut out for us to stand for Israel at such a time as this.
Well, and unfortunately, we're seeing this globally. I mean, we're getting reports of Jewish Ukrainians, for instance, talking about that they're really concerned that they're things are looking very similar to how they looked in 1939 with Putin and with and so there are Jews in the Ukraine fearing for their lives, fearing a genocide, that this may be the beginning. And when you see that kind of gross Nazi-like hostility on progressive campuses around the country, that's sickening anti-Semitism, eviction notices on the doors of Jews, and the media, you know, mums the word when it comes to that stuff, because they too are sympathetic toward radical Islam and hostile toward the state of Israel.
Well, Liberty Council launched in 2011 the Liberty Ambassador Council program, and it's designed to strengthen your faith, your faith and our Judeo-Christian values, and equip you to become a goodwill ambassador for Israel. So we provide not only tours to Israel to take you to the biblical, historical, spiritual sites, but also to be able to meet a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life, from the academia to political to business and science and technology to Holocaust survivors. We're going there May 18 through 27 to Israel on an amazing, life-changing trip. If you've never gone, this is an amazing opportunity. But if you can't go this time, certainly there's other times that you can go with us to Israel. But we will actually see one of the Holocaust survivors. In fact, we're scheduling right now an individual who was a Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz. And he has the tattoo still on his forearm. He's got a powerful, amazing, moving story. He was one of the first people from Poland that was actually moved, or from Greece, that was actually moved into Auschwitz on the cattle cars. And he has a compelling story. You know, there are people who want to forget that history, and we want to make sure that people still understand that history and that we don't repeat it. Liberty Council is also working with other outreaches to support and strengthen our resolve to stand with Israel for such a time as this. The scriptures say that those who bless Israel, God will bless, and those who curse Israel, God will curse. It is a critical time in our history, both biblically as well as geopolitically, that we stand with Israel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We've got the Patriot's Handbook regarding Israel, and you can order that. It's the Patriot's Handbook of Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel. You can order that Patriot's Handbook from Liberty Counsel by going to lc.org or call us today at 1-800-671-1776. You can also continue to support Liberty Counsel by making online credit card contributions or sending us contributions through the address that's listed right there on the website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.